This is CliffCentral.com.
A passionate poet is perfection's puppet, hopelessly dangling from the acoustic strings of unsung heroes, like a soft breeze amongst the wind in the willows. But in this mattress-like reality, giants slumber ambrosially, while sensitive midgets feel the stab of a single pea beneath 10,000 pillows, clutching their pink teddy bears like the most sanctuous rosaries, or like the last free poems, reciting them blissfully from the top of the dome. But this world is illiterate, brain as hard as a stone, while I'm fragile and frail to the last detail, cause sometimes I feel like dying. Let the sun cremate me and gently place my ashes on a butterfly's wings, next to Aphrodite's soft breasts, where Zeus takes his daily baths, cleaning his dirty limbs methodically, ritualistically, ridding himself of the dried blood of responsibility. But when I think of this, my mind grows panicky and fidgety, as though my fear was a green plant beneath the sky. And these very memories were like tears from the sun, though not the actual sun, but God's son. Jesus, don't you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying if you close your eyes and look carefully at Africa, you will see clips of an unreleased porn movie, because he's been secretly participating in an orgy with sadness, slavery, and overrated happiness. But if you listen harder than you were looking, you'd start thinking to yourself, hey, wait a minute, what this guy is saying is not a poem. And you'd be right, this is not a poem. This is just a pathetic reason why the praying mantis doesn't go to church. This is also a reason why the face behind your mirror does not speak back to you, at least when you're not looking. I don't know many things, but I know for a fact that this is not a poem, cause a poem is something written by a soul that has been on a long pilgrimage and now longs to go home. And I jotted down this little literature frown when I was sitting down on the toilet trying desperately not to be constipated. So you see, this cannot be a poem. This is just a piece of tissue that I give to my friend, hoping that he or she will like it. But then the thing is, this piece of tissue that I give to my friend, it's got my remains on it. It's got a piece of my heart, a piece of my spirit. So whenever you hear it, I hope you dig it, but not with a shovel, because this is not the soil of my grave. Hell, this is not even a poem. Remember, this is just a piece of tissue with my remains on it.
And with that piece of tissue, we start the show. Welcome to it. It is 20-something with myself, Just Another Cool Kid, a.k.a. Jack. And as usual, I'm hanging out with a very cool friend of mine. His nickname has got, like, his radio name doesn't have cool in it or anything, but he's cool nonetheless. Van Given.
His Royal Majesty, Just Another Cool Kid.
How are you, buddy?
I'm not good, actually.
Why aren't you good?
My mouth is fighting the rest of my body.
What? How does that even happen?
There is pure anarchy happening right now.
What happened?
And it's annoying.
What happened?
Because I've got this sore inside my mouth, right? Like, okay. Just at the top of the inside of my mouth.
I think they call that the pellet.
The like, pellet.
Yeah, pellet.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like, you don't put it in a gun and you shoot someone with it. It's not a pellet gun. Like, anyway, yes.
Yeah, man. Like, I've got this sore.
Yeah.
And I can't chew. Well, I can chew, but it hurts.
Okay.
It's like my body doesn't want me to eat, or it wants me to suffer while I eat, which is annoying.
Wow.
And
what did you do to your body?
I have no idea. I woke up the one morning and ta-da!
Surprise.
Surprise.
Now you can't chow.
Why?
Chow painfully.
I can only eat porridge maybe. Who knows?
Maybe your current problem might be the solution to obesity. Like, if someone's trying to lose some weight, so we give them that problem. And then,
I've got a product inside my mouth.
There you go.
I didn't even know.
Man, this is what we do. This is what we are alive for. This is what we are bringing to people. Strange and weird solutions.
Also, I'm not good because you took my Super M.
Okay, we are not going to talk about the Super M.
You woke up with the Super M. There you are, like, Super M.
You did not wake up with a Super M, okay? I can guarantee that you do not have Super M's at your house or anywhere close to your house. You didn't wake up with a Super M.
How you doing?
No, you are sitting here lying to us like Beyonce. I woke up like this. Don't lie. Do not lie. Okay? Do not lie.
How was you saying I woke up with this? But okay, it's fine.
Okay, okay. Yeah. No, but still, that is a lie. You didn't wake up with it. Anyway.
Yeah.
We kicked off the show with a poem.
Hey, man.
It's called Tissue.
Yeah.
By a group of poets. Their names will remain unknown for now because I don't know their names. But I know the name of the group. Mm. And it is Inaudible. Right? Mm. Don't you think, like, poets are some of the most interesting people on earth? Like, they don't name themselves anything that makes sense. Like, how do you call your group Inaudible? And
and all you do is basically
talk.
Yeah, that's your life. That's your existence.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, how How does these how do they come together?
I don't think poets exist in a world where we're in the same world as the rest of us. They exist on their own. They are their own life force and their own energy. They move to their own rhythm, I suppose.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess for them to write the kind of things that, you know,
that they do, yeah.
Yeah.
But if for me, you know, if poetry was a person, or if it had to be a certain gender,
yeah,
it would have to be a woman.
Why? Let me ask. In fact, let's get into that. We were about to introduce the guests, but we've got enough time. Relax, guys. We're gonna get into it. Why would you say poetry is a woman?
Don't think that we brought you here just to listen to us talk.
Might just. Hey, we might just keep on playing these poetry clips and let them sit there and be like, watch, just watch. Anyway, you were saying.
It's the art of. It's very complex in the sense that it doesn't say what it feels. It says it in a different way. Like, it won't say, okay, this is how I'm feeling directly.
Yeah.
You know, it'll paint an image for you and try to show you and be part of the emotion instead of bringing you the emotion.
Yeah.
And that's what women do. Women don't tell you directly that, oh, I'm angry at you. Oh, what you did was wrong. Oh, I love you so much. They might just, they want you to be part of their situation.
Yeah, like when, you know, when you want to go out and she doesn't and then she says, okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's poetry right there.
You know you're fucked.
Because just there. there's so many hidden things behind that. Like, yeah. The way women communicate, well, at least the women that I've come across, mm-hmm. you're actually right. We could consider them poetry.
Yeah.
You know?
We're trying to understand them and their being and their souls. And like, I'm trying to figure you out. You make me so happy, but I don't really catch you. Like, what's going on with you?
Yeah. You know, maybe I think the world would be better off if we had a lot more female presidents as well.
Hmm.
You know? We might just.
Well, we're getting more and more. There are more and more female presidents and ministers. Well, not ministers, presidents being elected around the world.
True.
And I think when things like that happen on the continent, where we have start having females in power in Africa.
Yeah.
Which is so misogynistic, this continent.
I don't think you should just put it on this continent, man. It's the whole world. Mm. Okay. Like, I mean. If we had to be alive maybe 200 or 300 years ago,
mm-hmm.
the things that women were going through back then, today is unimaginable to us. But I mean, women have you know, it's insane some of the things that men have done to women, especially considering we thought the only thing that they were good for was cooking food and looking after babies, whereas they can do that and so much more.
On the flip side of that, bringing it back to the poetry sense, the unpoeticness of life.
Yes.
Being, I am unpoetic. Men not being able to communicate not only with each other, but sometimes with themselves. You know, I think this is a way for us to put ourselves out there and what we're feeling. Like, as guys, like, men don't really know how to speak.
I think the biggest thing is admitting to ourselves what it is we need to admit. You get what I'm saying? For a man to say that he has actual like insecurities is just to say it with your mouth, to profess it with your mouth. That, okay, wait, I've got a couple of insecurities.
Please love me, man.
You might as well climb Kilimanjaro before that happens.
Yeah,
you know, like we have gone through the lengths that are just insane to prove that we are. Rock solid. We don't need to be looked after. We can do all these things by ourselves. But time and time again, we've been proven wrong. So maybe poetry might just be, you know, that outlet that we need instead of a UFC ring, so we can punch each other. I don't think that always works. I don't think that's for everyone. Like personally, I there was a time when I used to like fighting. Believe it or not, Jack_5'4". This guy, 5'4". Yes, I used to like fighting, but. You know, you get over these things when you realize that, you know, sometimes relieving your stress or getting your point across doesn't need you to raise a hand to anyone, be it male or female.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
We have things that connect us, like sports, like UFC, like playing soccer, video games. We have those things that don't make us communicate with each other. Like, we could sit together for a whole week. Or you could come to my house even. We could sit together for a whole week playing whatever video game we're playing and not know each other's names or what we're going through. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
We just hang out.
That's what we do.
So, like, your friend. No, yeah, I don't know where he lives.
Oh, you got kicked out of your house. No, it's fine. Let's just play FIFA.
Yeah, he's been here.
We'll talk about it next week. I'll set up the tournament. Don't worry. You use what? Bayern Munich? Yes, I know you're a Bayern Munich fan. That's just how we deal with it. But anyway, thank you so much for those of you who have joined us. If you want to join the conversation, basically, in fact, let's start here. Let's explain what we're doing today. Today is 20-something coming through with an interesting new way to have a slam poetry session. Okay. Can we get a couple of snaps for that? You know, You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be flipping the script. We've got three, I don't know how to describe them, but I mean, we've got three interesting individuals. After the show, when you take the pictures and whatnot, you'll see the pictures. If you go on to cliffcentral.com and check out the website, you'll see the pictures. I mean, these are very interesting people just from the way they look.
Yeah. I was about to say, you might just not see them because they are energy. They might not appear in the picture.
You might just come across a white light. You know what I mean? But they're going to be hanging out with us for the rest of the show. So if you want to join the conversation on Twitter, it's at Jack_5'4", at Van Given, at CliffCentral.com. Join with the hashtag IAmUnPoetic, double C, please. Or you can use the hashtag 20-something. It'll be fantastic for you guys to join us. Please, if you're one of those old school people and you want to talk to us straight up, give us a call. 0861-555-189. On Facebook is Cliff Central. WeChat ID, Cliff Central. All you have to do to send a message on WeChat is to tap connect and then message to show. Now, the time has come for us to speak to these poets. You know, like we've built them up enough already. We gave them a little bit of a buffer. With a conversation, you know?
Woo-hoo.
We're like, no, we'll give you a buffer. But here they are. They're in studio. I'm never good at introducing people. So could you please introduce yourselves? We'll start from the left to the right. Ladies first. Please.
Oh, she could just start reading. Just start whatever's... Like,
you know what I mean?
Down. You could just do that.
Do you want to do... Is that how you want to do it? Let's jump into that then.
10 minus time, we greeted a moment. You said hi. Like hurricanes of the future, waves of regret impulsed my heart. Like they knew this wasn't new, branded gestures, repetitive like multiple dives in ocean levels. You knew what came after numbers I sang. I wish I never met him. But don't get me wrong. I used to dance and write like destinations, arrivals. You taught me that I needed to remember how this one ends. Numbers couldn't walk far past the 12-hour despite Central African time. Always hoping that stay with me was more than just a song. But necklaces of thoughts hung around my neck with two-piece sets of bracelets, letting you brace yourself with bars to keep from obsessing. Always hoping, always anticipating. Because maybe the wrong words would set me off. I had mail. I had emails. But they weren't electronic, more like emotional mail. As a female trying to send emotions away from a male, I was that male trapped in a bottle. So let me be honest. Let me change my name like a face from home. Could ID my future? Losing touch with self. I loved an idea. I was loved by one while fantasized about another. We rode into sunrises of conversations. We replayed movies as a game as we could rematch the prospect. But I began to think it was real. As if I could... Baby, take away a baby from its nest. Next, foreign currencies currently couldn't outdate the sea, so we didn't. We laughed with our hands as they clenched together, like the law and people justifying their actions. So tides at noon and evening were the same, because flowers and leaves came from the same stem. We became like pieces of lost words in complete poetry, like trying to embrace bright colors while sitting in pieces of darknesses. Yes, we did. We tried lead on blue pins, drawing on water, and even tasting tongues. Ridiculous? We counted backwards, beginning where numbers didn't end, writing letters with alphabets to send mail to languages. It made no sense. We climaxed bottom grounds like gravity had no home. So we rose in winter, even as they couldn't blossom flowers. We flew on plane, with no taste, with no color, pretty dry and pretty bland. But we were those numbers. 10, multiplying feelings I was never allowed to have. We said goodbye with no good, but I only had one wish, though. I am not finished, 'cause 7 months with lucky number 7, days and weeks and all, I thought I had won. And some days, because number 2 was greater than 1, but it also smelled worse. And I couldn't be a silhouette of a confident, young, ambitious black woman. I wanted more than I'm coming over, sure. you're coming over. We moved into suburban houses with countrymen feet, so we were up in mornings and in townhouses of our beds. I needed to be rescued from surviving. But still, I said, I wish I never met him.
Ah, so lovely. So lovely. But I can't help but feel like I'm a dick for being a guy. You know what I'm saying?
You like did this.
I almost, you know, there's something about poetry sometimes where it happens when someone delivers a piece like that and you immediately go to where you did that yourself. You know, it's not even like you're trying to imagine her scenario, but it's like you put yourself there and you're like, you know what, I actually did that to someone.
Yeah.
And I feel so wrong about it.
That was me.
Oh, man. So, man, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. Of all the things that you would hear, man. Oh, my God.
Sorry. His Royal Highness Dickory. I'm so sorry.
How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. Thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. So, where do we even begin? Like, what actually attracted you to poetry? How did it even begin?
It was not being. I don't know. You know, a lot of people ask you, like, when did you start writing? I feel like the minute I just started writing, I was a poet. But I used to write the Dear Diary.
Yeah.
I had a fantastic day. I have a crush on this guy. You know? Yeah. But my brother used to read those, and so I started needed, like, to code them. Like, writing what it was, but not in a way that he would understand it, right?
Oh, okay.
And so I started doing that, and then there was, like, this project in school where they said, write a poem or whatever. And then I tried that whole rhyming thing. I used to rhyme all the time.
Yeah.
And then
just like now.
Yeah, but now...
I used to rhyme all the time. You're a poet, you didn't even know.
That's funny. But yeah, just like now, so... Yeah, then I just started performing, and then I got a book, and I'm working on the next one, and now I'm just a poet.
All right, cool. You know what? I want us to go through everyone first, mm-hmm. let them introduce themselves the way you beautifully did so, and then we're going to get into your book and so many more other things. So let's pass the mic, if you will. Here we are. And you know how it goes, right? This is how we're going to do it here. You just slam. You just go straight into it. You don't say your name first. We'll find out who you are after you impress us.
Alright.
Here we go.
I said, she's the apple of my eye, so I had to mack. Within a few minutes of what looked like snowy days, I had her falling like an avalanche. Fast forward, things ain't pitch perfect like an orchestra. And I won't always be there for her, like call center. Now every time I dress up, she go like, you look nice, you smell nice. Now what's the Caucasian? She created a new word. She like, I know she lighter than me, so what's the Caucasian? If love was rocket science, I'd be far from being called a professor. So lie to me. Tell me I give you the greatest feeling on earth. Tell me I give you more pleasure than what I... than the money I put in your little purse. I'm just trying to change the world and change people's perception, like the guy who made the middle finger curse. See, as the pen and pad touch like a soft kiss from a stranger who seems vaguely familiar, the thoughts of the past seems to come. It's a long stretch, and I am not elastic. You quote Jhené Aiko and tell me how it's supposed to be, how I gotta eat that booty like groceries. But unfortunately, at that time, I can't take your shit. You wanna know how I got these scars? I ripped every last piece of you out of my smile. But I admire your strength. Your stretch marks were written in coded language, and only passionate readers like me can understand it. They say love is blind, so I wrote this in Braille. When love is out of balance, even a small amount can make a big difference. It's all about balance. But let's be honest, it's tough, right? We go through periods where one is more invested than the other, and it almost always leads to friction. Sometimes we have to get our heads out of our own asses, check our egos at the door, and understand that love is a journey, and no one ever promised a smooth ride. But it's all about what's truly worth it. taking on the venture. Because what I know is that the best thing that can happen to a woman is a man who inspires her, waters her imperfections, and awakens the goddess in her. I am Ian Rains. I just changed the weather, so it's all hail.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm sure there's a couple of people that are listening to this like, what the hell did he just say? Does that even make sense? I know it's English, but he's not talking to me. How you doing?
I'm good. You, Jack?
I'm chilled, buddy. Thank you so much for coming through. That was a very nice piece. And have you noticed?
Thank you for having
me, man. Seemingly, for now, from what I can gather, the theme right now is relationships, man.
Hey.
It's like the one of the, I feel like those are one of the most touching subjects ever. At the end of the day, that's all we have.
Yeah.
Our relationships are all we have, literally. Like, I don't care. You can be a billionaire and whatnot, but if you don't have, you know, nothing to fulfill your life,
exactly, then you have nothing at all.
It's whatever, man. So, Ian, let's talk to you for a second, man. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Limpopo in a small town called Malamlele.
Why does everyone say that?
Originally.
Everyone from Limpopo says small town in Limpopo.
It's a small town, right? It's a small town. It ain't that big. It's a small town.
Okay.
It's a small town.
Well, I mean, seemingly it gave us a big personality in the shape of you. So thank you, small town. Malabulele. Thank you. I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked Lena. All
right.
How did it begin? Like, you didn't just wake up and write that.
Nah.
How did it go?
Nah. I'm actually a rapper.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm actually a rapper. You know how rap is simply rhythm and poetry. That's the acronym, basically.
Yeah.
So, I got to meet Ramesh Masena, like the Naked DJ's brother, right? He told me, okay, fine. I feel like it's one and the same thing. And then he continued to perform a verse he wrote for a rap song as a poem.
Yeah.
And it came out real nice. I'm like, all right, let me give it a chance.
Yeah.
I gave it a chance. It worked out.
Right.
It worked out.
Okay, as far as writing is concerned, how important is writing to you? You know, because I mean, there's different types of creatives on earth. Like, there's a person out there who writes one poem every 3 months.
Yeah.
Who doesn't feel the need to write every single day. It's just that when it comes out, it just pours out. You know.
Yeah,
so
your
process. How's your process?
My process really, I mostly write songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a producer who just gives me beats and stuff like that. And sometimes I feel like, okay, fine, instead of writing a song, let me see what poem I could recite on this beat because it's so calm and collected.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just comes like that.
Aye, dopeness, man. All right, we've got another gentle brother in the studio and he's going to do his thing, introduce himself. You know, in the way that we've been doing it all morning. Here we go. We'll just keep quiet and let him do his thing.
I was sitting in a room with a therapist and she asks me, how do you feel? I said, with my hands, you see, because what I do is what I am, and I try to do something different if I can, but I sometimes fail. I fail often, and my hands feel frigid and then soften, and I sometimes find other hands building my coffin. And my hands are crackling from handling the handouts I'm handing in, and I feel like God has been drawn as two hands and a face, because all you need as an artist is a vision and a few hands to create. But isn't magic literally about seeing where his hand isn't? And last time I checked, all the best autographs were handwritten. But as a writer, I tend towards tetanus, that's a handheld handicap, and in these scripts I try to handpick my handprint. I'm a handyman. If I had a chat with Shakespeare, I would ask him, does having some hands make me handsome? What happens when your handlebars are mishandled? She looked at me, giggled, and said, life off course, but I'm asking the questions. Kingsley, how do you feel? And I said, well, I think I feel fine. I remember when my thinking was fine. I was an innocent addict but knew that I would still drink in due time. But my addiction was writing, so instead of doing, I would think a few lines. And I think I feel fine, but I'm not sure what fine is. My girl is described by her fineness. Maybe I contracted it from her and memorized the fine print. but I'm not financially able to finance her fine ass. And that's got me looking a little confined, and it's got me looking fine with the sickening smile, and it's got me feeling like fine is seven feelings combined, and it's got you feeling like fine sounds like at least seven emojis I didn't describe. And she said, that's fine if we're defining what's fine, but don't rhyme. How do you feel? And I said, well, I feel like I speak a language that no one understands, and that overwhelms me. I'm overworked and underpaid, overlooked and underrated, but overall the underlying theme is I feel detached from a world where even gold diggers undermine dreams. And the sickest thing is I feel responsible, not only for my own lack of happiness, but for that of those around me. But it's hard to finance in this economy, and it's even harder to find hands in this economy. And I feel ashamed, because honestly, giving us more choices just gave us more ways to be unhappy. How do you feel? Hi, my name is Kingsley March.
Oh, man.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, she would do.
Man,
murder.
Okay, you should have come with a fine print. We don't understand what is going on in here, man. My goodness, Mike King, how you doing, brother?
All right, I'm very good, man. I had an amazing day. A lot of traveling. Too much traveling. Had to rush up and down this morning.
Yeah.
Had to get a test done. My lecturer hates me right now, but I'm here.
No,
telling you the full story, though. Nigga went in there for less than 20 minutes, and he got 92, dog.
Oh, okay.
He got in there late.
Guys. All I'm saying is, judging if your poetry is anything to go by, I can see why you are able to do such.
Yeah.
So, my dude, how did it begin? Where did it start? You didn't just come up with fine prints and hands and hands.
It's been a long story.
Yeah.
It's been a long story, Jack. First thing, I finished matric in like 2010.
Yeah.
And at that time, I couldn't write at all. But I grew up, I was in Secunda for about 4 years. Some of the most talented people I know live in Secunda, to be honest.
Yeah.
Pava Gunn, Cerebro Ken, a lot of the people you find on Scrambles for Money. Battle Cats.
Yes.
Yeah, I was in high school with a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there hearing them come up with these insidious bar schemes. So even when I start learning how to write, I'm comparing myself to these people who are technically like international right now.
Right.
So
right.
Now, obviously, I sucked for the first year and a half, because every talent that you can have, you know, you start off by kind of sucking at it.
Yeah,
if you try to just be awesome at something, you're going to be good at like three things.
Exactly. I mean, everyone is born with a talent. The difference is developing it into a skill. Yeah.
And then on top of that, I think during my gap year, I just ended up seeing a lot of very unique artists, some people who just really changed how I view music and poetry in general. Initially, I wanted to be a rapper, obviously.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens in Secunda. It's the city.
Yeah.
You got GK Entertainment. Literally, there's labels. It makes no sense at all.
But
then after that, I just started getting inspired by certain poets. A lot of people I just met in Pretoria, not very underground people. Lebo Mashile was very heavy.
Yeah.
I really liked her form of poetry. Saul Williams as well.
Yeah.
Marshall Jones, he won the slam poetry competition in Washington. No, was it Washington? No. It was an American show. I just saw the video. You know, YouTube, they don't tell you the story.
Exactly. They gave you the video. What more do you want?
Yeah. So then I started recording. After a while, I ran into some other poets, and I started realizing that I write some really complicated things, and a lot of that cannot be... I feel like I can't put it into hip-hop.
Yeah,
I like hip hop, but hip hop is not for delicate people. You cannot be rapping telling me about how you feel, my man. Like,
well, I think I beg to differ, but that's, you know, we can have different opinions about this. But I think maybe people have been waiting for you to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, to try and put it in. But I feel as if like, okay, how can I explain it this way? I grew up around a lot of battle cats.
Yeah.
You understand? So my entire perception of what I feel is hip hop is generally battle cats. Like, I'm not gonna say, like, for example, I don't think Drake is dope. He is dope. He's very dope. I just don't feel he is like the angry kind of dope. No, not how Eminem was. You know, Eminem would say some stuff that could get you fired. Like, I don't know. I think I got suspended in like grade 9 for like reciting Eminem lyrics. It was bad, guys.
All right, cool. You know what? For now, I have been instructed to do something. We're going to take a bit of a detour, but we're going to come back on the flip side of this. Please join the conversation. Hashtag 20-something. Hashtag I am unpoetic with a double C. At cliffcentral.com, at jack_5'4", at Van Given. We're going in, man. It's going to be nice. Catch you on the flip side.
I was never brave. I was young, out of control. Drinking, drowning, brewing the storm. I was never brave. Bengigwala. Buckled, crawled, crashed. I was never brave. Just another sister sinking into the shadows. If only someone had stepped in, pulled me out. That's why I became the mentor I wish I'd had. Help under 18 say no to alcohol. Sign up at sabstories.co.za. Hashtag be the mentor. A South African Breweries initiative.
This is cliffcentral.com.
Now see, I ain't no player hater, but I'll hate a player if you push me. See, nigga, while you stand there using all your heart trying to look the part with your cold, still eyes, nigga, you don't realize you just pussy for sale. Now, see, I would call you female, but you too frail. While she hell queen, I mean, your existence is fractionally vaginal. Like the slits of the whores you use to suit your feeble needs, you know saturated soy when faulty fertilizer sure your future seeds will be just like you, pussy, for sale. On corner auction blocks, lost flocks of brethren, now invested in by this America with stocks of cocaine. Temporary monetary gain in exchange for eternal pain. While the stain of your false reality remains an ever imprinted actuality on your kids and in your kids as they too have to suffer with you through the bids. Just kids. Try not to let those lonely echoes bother. Knowing that father does not answer when they holler due to his undying infatuation with a dollar. Has been street scholar, now sees his toddlers through glass. And as the years pass, they grow fast and begin to understand. Damn. Dad didn't have to go away from us because he didn't love us, just that he wasn't no real fucking man. I'd be like, oh damn, that's that cat that changed his name from David to Ayatollah. High roller, Motorola soldier, Tech 9 under his polar ass nigga. Don't know his future or past nigga, but that fast trigger got this die-cast 40 ounce swigger thinking his shit is bigger than mine. Nigga, it's not surprising to find that your state of mind got you parking that $63,000 Lex you flex right outside your mother's hard-earned $22,000 duplex. You know, the one right next to the projects where pseudo-elated, coke game created, crime-related manhood got you ass out, nigga. Getting high till you pass out, nigga. Quick way up, fast way out, nigga. How you figure your shit is bigger than mine? Man, I tell you. These fucked up times and hardcore rhymes got you throwing up gang signs and claiming coasts or shades of color with shameless boasts of emotionless lovers that gazed upon that ice that cluttered that pendant of that religion you do not follow. Your faith has evaporated and made your soul hollow. Childhood dreams turned pharmaceutical schemes got you fucking with triple beams. Cap pilling, robbing and stealing for a piece of this fucked up American pie ass nigga. Ready to die ass nigga, fly ass nigga. Sit you in a cell, you probably cry ass nigga. How the fuck you figure your shit is bigger than mine? I see you, diamond blinking, Cuban linking, and full length making, all strung out on disillusional thinking. And as the government subsidizes these laboratory high rises with new chemical surprises, you continue to hide your true self behind movie gangster disguises, oblivious to what life's true prize is, equating stupidity with the length you think your dick size is. The truth in your eyes is falsified, fabricated, while you sit and wait for your fate to be debated by juries and judges who've held over 450 years worth of grudges. Nigga, get back, sit back and rediscover how to be an honest father, loyal lover, righteous brother, and not just another motherfucking.
And there you have it, man. That's what we're doing today. That's what we're doing today. Okay, that is Black Ice, one of the poets that I came across. He's from the States. This guy, he's just, you know, he's one of those people that make you think. You know, there's a lot of artists and musicians and all of this stuff that just put things out there, and I guess they make music or poetry or write poetry for the sake of just doing it. And then there's other people that do it to affect you. You know what I mean? When you walk away with something, not just a bunch of words very comfortably put together, it just doesn't.
To give you a memory or a moment, when Kingsley was on just now, he reminded me of this song or this group, Flowbots. He said something about handlebars, and I thought, damn, Flowbots, handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No, I was like, damn, but that's what it's about, giving you that emotion in that moment, taking you back, taking you forward or back to a place.
Yeah,
You know?
No doubt.
Absolutely love it, man.
All right, cool, man. So it is 20-something with myself, Just Another Cool Kid, a.k.a. Jack, with Van Given. We are hanging out with three fantastic poets. We've got Lina, we've got Ian, and we've got Kingsley up in the studio. And Lina, you mentioned that you've got a book.
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump into that for a second.
Right, so this is basically just a poetry anthology.
Yeah.
Collection. Got 41 poems on there, and these like date back to when I was still in high school. So some of the, you know, new emotions that you feel as a growing person.
Yeah.
Are in there. Some of the poetry, to me, I think I'm still studying myself. You know, do you ever get that when you write?
Yeah.
And then you have to like, wait, what do I mean? And like all of a sudden it takes like a different route. The book is titled My Journey in Black and White.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that's exactly how the world is that we call too many things coincidences. We
yeah.
call them, it just happened. No, that's how it's supposed to be. No, it's either a lie or the truth. It's either high or low. I don't think there is such a thing as a middle ground. Because that's, I mean, a place that doesn't really exist. You need to know. Even if when you don't know, you know that you don't know. You get me?
Yeah, so, you can't be on the fence about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. All right, so when did it come out?
Last year, June.
Okay.
Sometime in June. And I didn't actually have a launch for it, but then I was invited to the International Book Fair in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I got a chance to perform and all that stuff. The only problem is that now people are in Cape Town and I'm trying to get to people in Pretoria.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, obviously I lost a market there, but nonetheless, it's still going good.
For those of us that want to get a copy,
yeah.
Where do we go? Who do we call?
You call me.
Hey. Ooh, okay. Now I'm really interested. You know what I mean? We just went from poetry to Marvin Gaye.
Hey.
From 0 to 100 real quick.
Let's get it on. Okay, I'm playing.
Yes, man. But you can get me on Facebook. It's R Lena, L-E-N-A-H, Mashiya, M-A-S-H-I-Y-A, the poet. Message me and we'll do the whole trade. I haven't signed the contract with the publisher. There's still this thing where I don't get it, where I'm only getting 15%. I'm like, it's 100% of my work.
Yeah.
What do you mean 15%?
Yeah.
So now I'm personally selling them.
All right.
Capitalizing on this shit.
Cool, man. Cool, man. I feel like you've been waiting. You were waiting for a while to do that.
Yeah.
These guys are busy cussing themselves.
Yeah.
Man, I want to do it too. I want to do it too.
Me too.
Like your voice just dropped a note right there. You're like, yeah, shit. You know. All right. So, fellas, you guys, do you guys have any published works? Are you working towards that? Is that something you see yourself doing?
What we're actually doing, we're still working on a few songs. This is going to be the first time we actually release our songs to the public, like download links and stuff. Yeah, me and Kingsley have the same producer. We are not a group, by the way.
Okay.
We're not a group.
Hold
yeah,
on,
yeah.
hold on. Wait, they're not a group. But let me paint the image for you, right? So they're both wearing red.
Okay, well, yeah.
Wait. Hold on.
Okay, wait, let me explain something quick. I wrote a song like 3 days ago called Fireman. So I've been wearing red for the last 4 days. You just have to understand. I don't know, you jack my sweat.
Okay. Nah, I jack shit.
Okay, so you guys are not in a group. It's so interesting.
Yeah,
that you had to stop everything. Like, just let's just start here. We are not in a group. I'm not in a group with this guy. We just have the same producer.
No. I want people to understand that they should not only follow me and then try and message me on Facebook going like, yo, I want you on Kingsley's songs or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but we're pushing our stuff with Dreams. Shout out Dreams Production. We working with him, and I don't know, man. As time goes by, maybe a mixtape might drop. Let me not say too much on that, but definitely, if you like my page on Facebook, Ian Rains, right? You'll get information, Vel, about the new singles that I'm gonna be dropping soon.
As far as live performances are concerned, like, you know, I always feel reading poetry is almost it kind of pulls away from the
It What's doesn't the bring the person with.
Yeah, it doesn't. You know, it doesn't,
it makes it so impersonal. Like, so where can we catch you guys? Where can people see you? Is there a place where you...
Oh, you just need to search for Kingsley March on YouTube. I'm on there.
You're on there.
I've been on there. There's high school videos. Yeah. Just search for Kingsley March. Kingsley like the cola, March like the month. It all works out.
Yeah.
Also, hit me up on Twitter, Ian_Reigns. That's IAN_RE. IGNS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same on Instagram.
All right, Lena, where can we catch you?
Everywhere. I'm kidding. So there's street poetry, and these guys, indeed. I don't know if you forgot to mention or you just like.
We met that way. Yeah. Yeah. We met that way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like, oh, the questions were so individual.
Yeah, so every Friday usually, but now we're close because exams.
Yeah.
Next year we're beginning again. Street poetry, it's actually inherited. It's been alive for 11 years. It died for 2. We resurrected it, right?
Yeah.
So every Friday.
That was sad. That was really sad.
It was so sad. But you know, you need women up in this. I was happy with the whole. Yeah, because I did that. Anyway. So every Friday at 12 o'clock, Coffee Theatre, 20 University of Technology, Main Campus, Pretoria West. That is where we all are. Mm. And yeah. Catch us on Facebook. I think Facebook will have a lot of information.
Yeah. A lot.
So it's street poetry.
Street poetry.
What? I am a graduate of street poetry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Alumni.
Yes, man. I was, you know, from 2010. I was there.
It was a minute back, man.
Yeah. There was a lot of dope cats that came through. There's a dude by the name Flex. I don't know if you know Flex.
I have heard many stories about your tool.
I never met him.
Pretty good.
Man, I mean, those were some of the people that, we used to spit with back in the day. So, Neo, you have been quiet for the longest time.
No, man.
I feel like you are not being a part of this conversation.
I'm taking in the conversation the moment, man. There's such a vast amount of energy in this room, and you need to take it in. Right? So that's what I'm doing.
This drought, and you want to take in.
All right. You know what? I heard you guys mention that you were rappers. Okay. I'm gonna try. Let me find an instrumental. Let's see if we can have some fun in here. Let me get a sense of what you guys are into. Like what type of beats are we talking about? Should I just play a beat?
We got some trap is the trap. Best way to go.
I've got some kum trap from Durban.
Kum trap.
Yeah. We are looking for no more, sir.
Alright, cool.
Just kidding. Let me see if I can. Let me just find something real quick.
It's always the Zulu girls that are missing. It's always the Zulu girls that go missing. Why?
Right. It's just, I don't know why.
Maybe they need to find themselves first. Who knows?
No, man.
That deserves a snap.
You see, this is what happens when you join. This is what happens, man. You're a poet and you didn't even know it, you know? All right, let me. I found something right here. I don't know if you guys will like it, but let's give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm gonna go first because I know you're gonna murder it.
Okay, wait.
Very well then. Let's pop the hood.
Here we go.
Alright. Can you turn me up a bit?
Turn you up a little.
No, the beat.
The beat. Here we go.
Alright. Yeah. I say, look. I hate it when I feel broke like the first day I entered this earth. But the irony of it is that I was racially gifted from birth. Try to sip another glass, it's like, homie, check my meme mug. I run this game with masses, watch how I make the streets rush. Look, on the beat, I honestly bring death, my nigga. I don't make threats, I make promises, cause promises are like babies. Promises made are meant to be kept. I'm that top dog with no rabies. I bring flames that make the sun melt. Yes, I'm that hot. I'm a mystical, lyrical, miracle, let a nun tell. I lack not the pivotal, physical, mineral, make a wish I'm well. I walked into her life, you see. Now I'm running through her mind, you see.
Yeah.
Now I feel like my songs would be playing everywhere, like when I watched the movie Lucy. What? I wanna be in charge like a phone that's out of battery. Amounts that are large, pay attention, that's my salary. If you really really want something to see, with your mouth and believe what you see, and get up and really really work hard and start working on this day.
It might take a minute to make a million. Be patient and get yourself paid. The other rappers, they kill it, I kill it too, but I speak life on the contrary. Let me pass the king before I wanna hog on the mic.
I still got a minute.
It's chill, yeah, let's do this. Alright, let's do it. Like, check it out. Bottles on bottles on bottles on bottles on bottles on bottles on bottles. No, I need a model. No, I need a magic to follow. Like, I might retweet it tomorrow. No, too many cups, too many stoners. But to be blunt, I think I'm sober. I got your lady calling me over. I got your Mary calling me Homer. I think I'm scary, or too cofra. No flexing when I'm in my zone, bruh.
Yep.
No fights breaking out like Ebola. Nina got at you, she got pneumonia. Kisses your chest and leaves you in a coma. While y'all turn up to the same shit, your girl done took my picture. That's my poster in this basement. Like, woo.
Oh,
we turning up in the basement. What? Like, right. You got another one? You got another one?
I don't know. I almost jumped in myself. I almost just got in there.
1, 2, 1, 2. Let's get him. Come on.
I don't talk or quibble with your kind, cause your body's useful as a mind, mimicking a mind. It's a pitiful design in comparison to mine. I follow my mind if you think you can roll with the rhyme, cause I don't get upset with critics. I just leave you lying in the clinic when I'm coming through with my midgets. 5'4". Man, let's let it go. All right.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Let's see. How did this go from madness, being a poetry session, into this whole now hip-hop vibe? But anyway, it's a lot of fun.
Hip-hop for the last 10 years. We just come through and take over.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? But before we get a bit too sidetracked, we're going to jump back into another one of those Nga freestyles, the way we do it off the top. It's going to be nice. But we are in the presence of a lady, so I was hoping if she is willing to just bless us one more time.
Please,
just,
please.
Just
please,
just
please.
Give us those words just one more time.
You want to hear about skin?
Yeah.
I would love, ladies and gentlemen,
I feel like she needs a reintroduction for us. Yeah. She really needs another one. Just one more.
Can I just say, you niggas are so thirsty.
What?
Thirsty.
It's really not provocative. It's
family, yo. It's family. It's family. It's family. It's family.
Right, cool. I know we're going through a drop, but shit. Just kidding. Right. Here we go. Lena, you're going to hook us up with another one of your fantastic pieces. Here we go. Is this another one from your book?
It's not. This is, I wrote it recently.
Oh, okay,
not so
cool.
Long ago.
All right.
It made sense.
Yeah, hi. Let's hear this.
I must have been honest with self. As an audience, my skin was naked. Naked skin, like my skin was bare. No lotions of secrets and fabrics of youth. I wore my skin like cloth of wise words from the Bible, so I became like mountains of burning raw sands of our colors. I could not lie no more, not for truth to live longer in disguises. I had to sing forcefully to finally reading notes of life from books of melodies. But my bare skin could not lie, could not tell, too original, too new, too much of truth in a world where no one knows what they're doing. We're told to try and try again, because apparently all things are left to chance, only if chance takes time to notice your efforts. But what is talent to a man who had to learn how to knowledge? What is laughter to a man who had to learn how to humor? But my bare skin, with pieces of dancing hairs on my body, told to cover. Because Adam, because Eve, because woman can't look bare without man awakening pieces of his anatomy from slumber. But my bare skin sings to me. It even speaks to me honestly and exposingly. To me, I know. And I may not know why, because my knowledge doesn't need extensions. I only want now and forever. Yesterday and tomorrow can keep their invite. I can be uncool to a room full of heaters. I cannot learn to become when being is free. I cannot learn to complete when space roams in mid-air of our consciousness. I know that my bare skin breathes more potent oxygen than our noses can inhale. And I couldn't make this poem about a little girl or a little boy, because I am neither. I could not time or celebrate movement, because fire too burns. The sun is tired of shining. It's been singing the same songs, stuck on repeat. The moon wants to sleep. It's been watching many in indecent thoughts and justifying their actions. The moon has become an adoption home for many homeless secrets. And deja vu means you finally remember that you're beautiful, but you barely remember it. So I had a conversation with my skin, and it told me that it was not afraid. And so I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to say that my skin is beautiful, that I am beautiful, that I fall in love with self each time I remember to look at the time, that my curves don't need metaphors like mountains and roads, that my curves are their own metaphors. I'm not afraid. Because the voices in my head don't need musical accompaniment from my vocals. I just need to think it and it is done because I was created in his likeness. Because skin so proud, never abbreviations, never silent compliments, never stolen or hidden smiles, never quiet gestures or expressions. They're just as is the way it's meant to be. Because skin, because time, because beautiful. Because all I've been trying to say is skin is beautiful each time you remember to look at the time. And so with that said, what can you tell me about yours?
Absolutely nothing. that was you know, it took a direction I didn't even see coming,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, there was a part in it when you were talking about, you know, when you present yourself bare, certain things happen to males. Yeah. Anatomy, and I thought, oh, this is where it gets good.
No.
But you were here to impart something, you were here to teach something, you know what I mean? But yeah. Looking at the time, we need to get up out of here, but we first need to find out how we keep up with you guys on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, the whole vibes, you know what I mean? Because some of the things that you guys have said today are just beyond impressive.
All right, who goes first? Okay, I'm in. My name is Kingsley March. I was the second guy who was rapping, and I did the poem about therapy.
Yeah.
You know? I'm that dude.
Yeah.
So I think you remember the catchphrase by this point. Kingsley like the cola, March like the month. You can check me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, actually. I don't have Instagram. My phone got stolen. Guys, it's South Africa. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and hi, Mom. Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mama, we made it. Look, first things first, it's a special friend's birthday of mine. Shout out Ntabiseng Mututsi. Happy birthday.
Special friend?
Let's just leave it. All right.
No questions.
I'm going to be passing a special. All right. You can find me, like I said, on Twitter at Ian_Reigns. Let me spell it again. It's Ian_Reigns. It's the same on Instagram. Like my Facebook page, Ian Reigns. And I'm going to be dropping a few YouTube videos soon. So information will be uploaded on the page. So basically that's it.
Alright.
We ain't gotta say no WhatsApp numbers.
No.
I want stalkers.
Do you want your numbers out there?
Hell no.
So,
hell no.
I don't know. Some people are open to it. Do you know what I mean?
You might just on Instagram I am Lena911, Twitter Lena Mashia, at Lena Mashia, my bad. Right. And Facebook, R Lena Mashia, the poet. Don't forget the R, because the other one, I don't know the password, so I can't.
Van Given.
We brought you a Kingsley who made it rain, thanks to a poet who really was just another cool kid that was given. All those in the land had a feeling of Njabulo. We go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And on that note, that's how we wrap it up for this installment of 20 something. Thank you so much for joining us. Those of you that did, it was fantastic. The guys that came through they just blessed us in more ways than one, you know. Before we get out of here, I just want to, you know, say that I personally did this show in as a dedication to my grandmother who passed on this past Wednesday. May her soul rest in peace. Ana Machebele, you will forever be remembered in our hearts and in our minds. Thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Twitter at Jack_5'4". It's been nice.
This is CliffCentral.com.